To say Tom Brand got a second chance at life is to infer that he didn't make the most of his first shot. That is far from the case. Tom has been a very successful broadcaster, family man, and a person whose faith has helped him in all times. The experiences of 2013 have certainly shaped the way he lives today. The story of this show's editor is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Tis the season to give the gifts on every farmer's list. Visit shopfarmjournal.com, where every item is marked down with the lowest prices of the season. Find great gift ideas for under $20, like the popular I Farm Like a Girl shirt, the colorful 2016 Dairy Today calendar, American Countryside books, and more, each for under $20. And be sure to check out the best-selling So God Made a Farmer signed print, priced under $50. You heard it right, a beautiful signed print for under $50. And you'll receive a free gift with every order. It's a sale you won't want to miss. Before you finish your shopping, be sure to visit shopfarmjournal.com for the lowest prices of the season on books, DVDs, signed prints, apparel, and much more. Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com.
When the longtime editor of this show, Tom Brand, suffered a series of heart attacks back in 2013, he perhaps wondered if he'd ever fully recover. Today, he's better than ever. And while he was always a person of faith and an optimistic thinker, being shocked back to life three times does affect the way he looks at life.
There are very few mornings that my feet don't hit the floor in the morning that I stop and take note of today's another day. Feet hit the ground. Thanks, Lord, for another good day, and going to make the most of it.
He changed his diet and began getting more exercise.
I got a pedometer. I know when I'm active. I try to walk for 30 minutes. It doesn't always happen, but if I can get in 3 10-minute walks a day, right now for me, just because of busy schedule, it's steps. How many steps a day can I get in?
He had lost some weight prior to his heart attack. At one point, post-heart attack, he'd lost over 100 pounds, and some thought he looked sickly, so he gained a little back. But his perspective on eating has changed as well.
In the big picture, it's been pretty darn easy to say, okay, this is all I'm going to eat today. I don't have to eat to be full. It's an old widow woman that had told me once, she said, I'm eating to live instead of living to eat.
Less than 1 in 10 people who need CPR in a hospital will survive. Tom survived 3 such heart stoppages while in the hospital.
Why? Why did I survive? And if it's reaffirmed anything, it's you've got a purpose. My purpose is helping others. And so what do I want? Well, I want to live in purpose. You know, I want to be a reflection of Christ.
You can hear Tom's full interview on the Scenic Route at AmericanCountryside.com. It's well worth your time to hear his amazing story. Traveling the countryside in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.